is Mickey Rooney, Lewis Stone, and Fay Holden in The Hardy Family. To present the Hardy Family, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer motion picture series, which brought delight to millions and reflected the common joys and tribulations of the average American family. And now here are the same great stars in the parts they created on the screen. Lewis Stone, Mickey Rooney, and Fay Holden, the Hardy Family. At heart, they like to play hooky occasionally and sneak away by themselves to fish in the sparkling waters of a nearby stream. But unlike a little boy, a grown man's family keeps a much closer watch on him.
Wow, we're going fishing. That's terrific. Dad, when do we leave? Tell me, when are we going to...
Whoa, slow down, Andrew. I said I was going fishing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, dear, I guess it means that you can't come along with us this time.
Emily, the pronoun I is singular. It means only one person. Me.
Oh, James, that's so silly. But when I say it, it means me.
Dad, you mean you're going fishing alone, leaving behind your own flesh and bait, blood?
No, I think I'll need all my flesh and blood.
Well, but you're really going absolutely alone?
No, not exactly. I thought I'd take along a couple of worms.
Fine thing. You prefer a couple of worms to Mom and me.
James, who are they? The Hanson brothers?
No. Wait just a minute. I don't know what all this fuss is about.
Dad, the motto of this family has always been one for all and all for one.
That's right. So I'll bring back one fish for all of us.
Oh, James, I don't know what to say. We had such a perfect marriage. I never thought we'd ever separate.
Good heavens, Emily, we're not separating. I'm just going fishing over the weekend.
Many a man has left to go fishing alone and wound up in Tahiti with a dish that was definitely not halibut.
Andrew, I have no intention of eloping with a speckled trout. I just plan to spend a couple of peaceful days fishing up at Lake Esca.
Well, why can't we all go?
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd want to go. You all went fishing last year, and as I recall, you two were very unhappy on that trip.
Well, now, James, I only complained a little about how trying it was to cook on that old kerosene stove.
And I just casually mentioned that I missed going to the movies at night once in a while.
Yes, that's right.
I think it was just the lack of necessities that made it rather difficult.
Sure.
Well, that, my dear, that's the fun of going fishing, you know, roughing it for a while.
Well, dear, maybe we could find a nice lake in the middle of some city.
Actually, I only need to take along one modern convenience to keep me very happy.
Oh, what's that?
Polly Benedict.
You two, like most people today, are slaves to modern conveniences. You don't have that old pioneer spirit.
Dad, that's not true. That's not true. I could live like Daniel Boone if I had to.
Yes. And I could make coonskin caps for all of us.
Well, now, just a minute. It's very easy for you to say these things, but you don't have the knack for living primitively.
I have the reputation in this town for being the most primitive man in a hot rod.
Well, now, just let me give you an example. In prehistoric days, if a caveman asked his son to get something for dinner, what do you suppose he did?
Well, there wasn't any stores, you know. Couldn't buy any food.
Exactly. So what did the son do?
Ate his father.
No. He went out and caught his dinner. Barehanded.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make a little deal with you.
Yeah.
Now, both of you can prove to me you can go without the so-called necessity of life for one entire day.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take you with me.
Oh, now that's a sin.
You hear me in the world.
Now remember, you got to live just as though we were pioneers in the wilderness.
Well, we'll start right now. Mom?
Yes, dear.
Where's the axe?
Emily, can you come here a minute?
Mom's busy, Dad. What's the trouble?
I just started to shave and there's no water.
Oh, yeah. I went out to the meter and shut the water off a few minutes ago.
You did what?
and shut the water off. If we're going to live primitively, we can't have running water around the place.
Oh, I see. Well, what are we going to do to keep from dying of thirst?
I'll do like the pioneers did, of course. On your way to work this morning, stop in the park and get a drink out of the Carville River.
Well, what are we going to do about keeping clean?
We're not. We're going to be primitively dirty.
Oh, Andrew, I've just got to shave.
All right, what about your electric razor, Dan?
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. Yes, in the medicine cabinet.
That's right.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, oh, here's the envelope. I'll plug it in for you. There we are.
Well, what in the world is the razor stop?
Mom just went down to the basement, I guess, to turn the electricity off.
Oh, good heavens, this is ridiculous. I've got to have water to shave.
Dad, Mom and I are only trying to make good on our bargain with you.
Well, that's all right, but even pioneers had water.
That's right. I'll get you some just like the pioneers did.
What?
I'll take two buckets and go down to the Carville River.
All right, but take my car. It's faster than yours.
Oh, no, Dad. You're not going to trick me. I'll walk like nature intended me to.
No, it's 2 miles down there and back. I'd like to shave before I have a beard down to my belt.
Well, there's only one other solution.
No, Andrew, no.
Huh?
No, I refuse to scrape my whiskers off of the sharp rock.
No. No, Dad, I didn't mean that. I'll light a fire, start a small torch, and singe them off.
Singe them off?
But you'll have to wait till I rub 2 sticks together to start the fire.
Yes, dear. Mom, have I got a clean shirt to wear?
Yes, dear, right there in that pile of clothes.
This pile?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were dirty clothes.
No, dear, I just washed them this morning. Of course, doing it primitively, I couldn't use soap.
I realize that, but you could have used a little water.
Oh, no, dear, I made the coffee in our only bucket of water.
Coffee? We didn't have any coffee this morning.
Oh, that must have been what I did the washing in. It's so difficult living this way.
Don't let Dad hear you talking like that if we want to go fishing.
And you seem so silly not to use all the wonderful things science invented to make life easier.
Mom, please, it's only for today. Just don't go near the stove or the refrigerator or the vacuum cleaner or anything like
that,
dear Thomas.
What am I doing myself? What did the pioneers do?
They went west. And that's what I'm going to do right now.
Oh, Andy, you're not leaving home.
No, I'm going over to see Polly Benedict.
Oh.
Supposed to take me to a matinee today.
Mom and I made a bargain with Dad, see? If we show him we can get along without modern conveniences for today, he'll take us fishing with him.
Well, does that mean we have to walk all the way to the Bijou Theater?
Yes, it certainly does not. We'll ride.
Oh, good. I was worried for a minute.
Of course, we may not get there until evening.
Evening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's only 1 o'clock now.
I know, but we're going by mule and wagon. The pioneers did it.
The pioneers?
Yes.
Well, for your information, the pioneers didn't go to movies.
Thanks, Polly. I knew you'd be understanding.
Andy Hardy, aren't we going to a movie?
Honey, look, I can't. It's part of the bargain.
Well, just what did you plan to do today?
Know of any good quilting bees on?
Of course not.
Well, there's only one other thing the pioneers did for amusement.
What's that?
Sparky.
Sparky?
Yeah. It's sort of a primitive, romantic pastime. And boy, do I feel primitive today.
Shaking me to pieces.
Polly, this is great, old sport. Right behind the fast Steve.
Andy. How do you think I feel sitting up here on this wagon that says Sam the Junk Man on the side?
Ah, but dear, this is better than any old car. Smell that air. No gasoline fumes.
I have been smelling the air, and it's terrible. Look at Sam Hall in this wagon.
It's not the wagon, Polly.
Huh?
Well, I couldn't rent it from Sam. That's not the way pioneers did it. They exchanged labor for goods.
You mean you worked for Sam to get this mule and wagon today?
Yeah. Cleaned out his stable. Ah, mule!
Oh, no!
Hey, Paul, do you feel a hunger coming on you?
I certainly do not.
Ah, this rough living gives me a terrific appetite. Care for a piece of jerky?
Jerky?
Jerky, dried buffalo meat.
Oh, I just want to go home. I've never been so miserable in my whole life.
Oh, poor kid. Oh, you are... Oh!
Andy, what are we stopping here for?
I'm going to show you how the old-timers kept their women from thinking about the hardships.
Oh, Andy, stop.
Come here, me woman. Let me press my rough pioneer lips to your soft white cheek.
Andy!
Me. Pick her up, my covered wagon beauty.
Andy, you're not only primitive, you're prehistoric.
Prehistoric, yeah, you're right, girl. I never knew till today I had so much caveman in me.
In a moment, the Hardy family will return. But first, a word from your announcer. And now back to the Hardy Family, starring Mickey Rooney, Lewis Stone, and Faye Holden. History tells us that it took thousands of years for man to evolve from the Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon period to his present civilized state. But in only one day, Andy Hardy has destroyed this work of centuries.
Well, Emily, how are you holding up after roughing it all day?
Oh, just fine, dear, just fine. I've loved every minute of it.
Yeah, then. You haven't slept just once?
Oh, of course not, dear, no. Andy and I haven't used one single modern convenience. Why, we've been doing without things that we won't have to do even when we go fishing.
That's so? Well, what, for instance?
Fish.
Well, Emily, it's not hard to go without fish.
Well, then why do we want to go fishing so badly?
Now, Emily, just a moment, you know. You and Andrew are the ones that are on trial here, not me.
Yes, dear, I know, yes.
Well, then, will you please tell me why you put a raw pork chop in my lunch today?
Well, I hadn't fixed the fireplace up for cooking yet.
What did you say?
Well, the fireplace, dear.
Well, what are you cooking in the fireplace?
Isn't it exciting? And so romantic, too. Oh, we all gather around the fireplace and eat by the light of the flickering fire.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a surprise, dear.
Well, just can't you give me... What are we going to have on this fireplace with Emily? Can't you give me a little hint?
No. It's a surprise. I don't know what it is. Andy's gone out hunting for it.
Good heavens, you mean he's gone hunting for food with a gun?
Yeah. Well, we just want to prove that we can rough it as rough as you can rough it.
Well, this is rougher than the pilgrims had it.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. Now, why don't you get ready for dinner?
What should I do? Put on a leopard skin?
No, don't be crazy, No, you just wash up.
What? Oh, is the water on the bathroom?
Oh, you can't go up there, dear. In the first place, there's no light. You couldn't see a thing.
See a thing? I begin to have trouble seeing you. Now, couldn't we just turn the lights on for just a minute?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're so modern.
Well, I'm not so modern, but what's the good of washing up if I can't see how clean I am?
Well, I've got a bucket of water out in the kitchen. You will have to wash in there.
Oh, well, would you take my arm and guide me to it, please?
He's right this way, dear. You know, I mean, I can see quite well in the dark.
So can a cat. Is this the water bucket here?
No, dear. That's the wastebasket. The water bucket is right over there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. I found it.
Here's the towel, dear.
Thanks. Emily, is this scented water?
Scented? Of course not. It's from Carville River.
Hmm. Well, I get a decided odor. Asparagus, I believe.
Oh, James,
Oh, this is terrible.
What's the matter?
You just washed and asked soup for dinner.
Primitive man is too much for you.
Who's there? What's going on out here? Who's in the chicken yard?
It's me, Mrs. Cassidy.
And I don't sell my chicken.
So, I caught this here chicken and it's mine. That's nature's law.
Well, it's not the law of this country, so you'd better put it right back.
Now, hold on there. I'm not poaching on your territory, ma'am.
Andy Hardy, put that chicken right down.
This chicken was a stray, Mrs. Cassidy. He was on my property, and I've got a right to claim it, ma'am.
Well, it's on my property now.
But it was on mine when I started chasing it.
Andy, I'm going to call your father.
Okay, and tell him I'm bringing home a chicken, will you? He must be starved by now.
I'm going to ask him to put you away. You must have gone crazy.
Now, look, if you're going to make a fuss, here's your chicken.
That's better. Now, you get right out of here.
But I'm going to keep this here egg I got in my pocket.
What?
It was laid on my property. So it's rightfully mine. That's the law of the West. That's the law of the apex.
Law of the apex?
Yeah.
That applies to oil.
Oil, eggs, it's all the same to us pioneers as long as it comes from the apex.
I think you really are mad.
No need to get riled up. The country is growing, ma'am. Settlers coming in every day. Plenty for all.
Well, just get yours from the market next time. Good night.
Night, ma'am.
Oh! For goodness sake, what did you do now?
I just fell into this gate. Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong?
Have you got a hot stove I can sit on quick?
A hot stove?
I got a pocket full of loose omelets.
Come on, my barn every year. I can have it with both barrels this year, shut you.
Ah, it's only me, Logan, neighbor.
Andy Hardy, what are you doing it?
I'm just going to milk your cow.
What in the world for?
Because I want to take milk home. What else?
Hey, you wait till Judge Hardy hears about this.
He'll be tickled to death. Probably only expecting water.
Yeah. Are you nuts?
If you just tell me which side is for cream and which is for milk, I'll get started.
Now, don't you put a hand on that cow. She's been milked twice today.
Only twice? You better trade her in for a new mama.
Now, get out of here!
Listen, neighbor. This cow eats the grass in the lot next door, doesn't she?
That's right.
And that lot belongs to the city, and what belongs to the city belongs to the people, and I'm part of the people. So I'm collecting my share of the milk from my share of the grass.
Now, I'm giving you just 2 seconds to get out of here.
All righty, Logan. But you're forcing a showdown with me.
What?
This country's getting too crowded for you big cattlemen and us pioneers.
My, isn't this just like pioneer days? Eating in front of a blazing fireplace.
But Emily, is there any pioneer law that says we have to sit on the floor?
Dad, you're going soft.
Not soft enough in the right places to make sitting on the floor a pleasure.
10 foot.
Foot?
Oh, you'll think you're right out in the open when you start eating.
I feel like I'm right inside a blast furnace.
Well, I think those taters ought to be done by now.
Taters? You're making potatoes? I don't see any pot or skillet.
Pot? Skillet? This isn't a war, though. The taters are in the fire.
Baked, just like the ancient men used to bake them.
Emily, I think I should correct you.
What is?
The potatoes are no longer in the fire. The potatoes are the fire.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, I guess all the wood must have burned up. Well, well, anyway, they ought to be done by now.
Is our main course potatoes tonight?
Certainly not. There's a few ears of corn, beans, herbs, and nuts. They're all roasting in there, too.
Correction again, Andrew. All the nuts are out here roasting.
But, James, isn't this just the way you like to rough it when you go fishing?
No, not exactly. Well, probably it's the locale that makes the difference.
Well, we've certainly done everything in a primitive way today. No electric lights, no gas, no water, no food from the market, no cars. Just man against nature.
And the real test comes tonight.
Well, if you're referring to this dinner as a test, I agree with you.
Oh, no, dear, no. When we sleep.
What? When we sleep?
It's going to be just like that cabin we had at the lake last year.
Oh, now, Emily, I don't mean that you filled the bedroom with mosquitoes.
No, dear. I think we fixed our bed on the floor.
Oh, no. That's too much.
You give up, Dad, huh? Can we go fishing with you? Do you give up?
Well, of course, the day isn't over yet.
You might as well give in. I already called the milk company this afternoon and told them to stop delivery for the weekend.
You did what?
I called the milk company. We don't want a lot of bottles piling up on the porch while we're gone, do we?
I don't think that you'll be going fishing with me.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid you forgot yourself for a moment.
What do you mean? I mean
you used the telephone to call the milk company. Oh. And the telephone is a modern convenience.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh. No, wait, but don't worry. He didn't catch me that easy.
But you used the telephone.
No, I didn't. I sent smoke signals. Everybody, beautiful day. I'm all ready to get those fish.
Andy, remain quiet, dear.
What's the matter, dear?
Your father had a difficult night.
What's the matter, Dad?
Oh, don't ask me what isn't the matter. It's easy to tell.
Didn't they have trouble roughing it on the floor all night, did he?
No trouble at all. I didn't try it.
What?
He was up all night, dear.
He was?
Bicarbonate.
Yeah. Those roasted potatoes.
Well, you'll feel different when you get to Lake Esther. Just imagine it now. Oh, those trout all butted and sizzling in the pan. Cornbread on the side.
Please,
here's another bicarbonate.
If anyone ever hears of the judge of Carver Court sat in the middle of his living room floor in the dark eating something off a tin plate that he couldn't see, I'd be impeached.
And we're still going fishing, aren't we?
After the struggle you put up, I couldn't back out now.
Oh, you'll be proud of it this time, dear. That training yesterday taught us a lot.
Well, that's fine, Emma. That's fine.
Yes. It taught me that you just cannot go along without a good stove. So I thought this time I'd take my portable electric one, and we can run it off the car battery.
You what?
I'm all packed. I'm taking my motion picture projector and film radio this time.
But I thought that
And
you
I brought in Mrs. Kennedy's portable refrigerator, and I've just stuffed it with food. And then I thought we could put our good mattress on top of the car.
And I'm taking my tuxedo.
Your tuxedo?
Certainly. There's a new dance hall up at Lake Esther. And that's the only way to rough it, believe me.
In a moment, the Hardy family will return. Again is the Hardy family.
Oh, my goodness. I think this is the best fishing trip I was ever on.
Me, too. I've been up at the dance hall all day. They got a terrific shuffleboard room.
And I found my study club had a chapter in the village.
No kidding.
They made me honorary chairman at their meeting today.
Good.
Shuffleboard, study club. Does anyone want to hear how the fishing is?
Excuse me. Sure, Dad. Sure.
Of course, dear. After all, we did come up here for fishing, didn't we?
Well, that's what I thought.
How many did you catch today?
Well, you two might as well have stayed home for all the fishing you've done.
Well, we wanted you to enjoy yourself alone, Dad. How many fish did you get?
None.
No.
Oh, that's a shame, dear.
Well, maybe fishing alone's a mistake. You know, it's lonesome out there.
Dad, you wanted to commune with nature.
No, but I communed with nature all day. Andrew, isn't there room for me on one of your shuffleboard teams?
Oh, I'm right sorry, Dad. They're all filled up.
Oh. Emily.
Yes, dear.
Do you think that your study club might...
Oh, they're all women, dear.
Yes, of course. You know, I've got a good suggestion.
What's that, Dad?
Let's quit roughing it and go home.
But James, you...
No, wait a minute, Mom. I know what Dad means.
You do, dear?
Sure. You can do without things when you know you can have them, but when you absolutely can't get them, then, brother, how you need them.
Starring Louis Howard Stone, Mickey Rooney, and Faye Holden is based on characters created by Arania Ruberall. This program was written by Jameson Brewer. Direction is by Joe Bigelow. Original music was composed and conducted by Jerry Fielding. Supporting cast included Eleanor Tannen, Lee Brooks, and Bert Holland. Jack McCoy speaking.